Welcome back, everybody. I can't believe we're already here. It's the last segment on Monday. If you want to get in your thoughts, it's been a very busy start to our week. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, if you are a first-time caller, a woman, a conservative, or a vet, you will go to the top of the line every time here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I want to give a special full-throated, big-hearted thanks to my last guest. She's from the Wisconsin Ukrainians. Her name is Karina Twiddell. I will finally maybe be able to say her name without stumbling over it once on this show. They organized three rallies this past Sunday, just yesterday, across Wisconsin. You can find out more about their organization. You can get involved at www.wisconsin-ukrainians.org. That's www.wisconsin-ukrainians.org. I was incredibly impressed. I went and checked out their website, spent some time on it today. They received their 501c3 designation in April of 2022. They've got their strategic plan, their annual report up there. Very impressive organization doing great work. There are over 10,000 Ukrainians living in Wisconsin. Again, a big thank you to Karina. Just wanted to share some more breaking news. Again, confirmed, President Trump says 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada will take effect tomorrow, Tuesday, March 4th. Stocks are plunging as we speak. Perhaps we've got a Black Tuesday that we're looking at tomorrow. I don't know how this is going to help keep eggs cheap. I really, really don't know how that's going to work exactly. I don't know how it's going to make housing less expensive. Don't know that either. We'll soon find out, I guess. I wanted to close out our discussion about Ukraine today by sharing a few things that I learned over the weekend. I think we need to remind ourselves that Kremlin officials celebrated on Friday. And regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, I forget the last time I heard a Republican friend of mine saying, when Russia wins, so does the U.S. I was struggling to remember when exactly one of my Republican friends, or frankly, any Republican elected official, made that claim. I don't understand it. Here is what the Moscow Times reported. This is Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said to a reporter on state television. The new administration, the Trump administration, is rapidly changing all foreign policy configuration. This largely aligns with our vision. When did Republicans decide that the U.S.'s job is to execute the Kremlin's vision on foreign policy? I forgot that part of the debate. I wish someone could point me to that portion of the election cycle where Donald Trump and other Republicans stood up, where Tony Weed stood up, where Derek Van Orten stood up, where Brian Stiles stood up, where Scott Fitzgerald stood up and said, the American foreign policy objective is now to accomplish the vision of the Kremlin. And again, do not forget the meta context here. Pete Hegseth giving an order after that disastrous meeting on Friday to cease the U.S. Cyber Command within the Department of Defense from its counter cyber efforts with respect to Russia. I'm sorry, what? Even conservatives, and I'm going to say conservatives of good faith, are calling out how absolutely ridiculous this about face on 85 years of American foreign policy has been. This is a conservative columnist. His name is Isaac Shore. There are outright lies. The verbal brawl between the three men began not because Zelensky was rude or came in looking for a fight, but because Trump and Vance were criticizing their guest. After Vance blamed the previous American administration for prolonging the war, Zelensky pointed out that the Russians had launched multiple wars of aggression over the last decade, committed atrocities against Ukrainian citizens, and violated past agreements. Vance responded by calling him disrespectful. Even setting aside the mendacious retelling of what happened in the Oval Office, this defense of Trump is rather a staggering indictment. Do conservatives even hear themselves? Let's close out with a reminder of what JFK called us all to do back on January 9th, 1961. To be that shining city on a hill. And to be that shining city on a hill, we must constantly be reminded by the great trust we place in our leaders and their heavy responsibilities. That's going to do it for me. Folks, we got a couple guest hosts in for Dom Salvia today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for Ukraine.
Still, when you thought you'd had your fill, this is not a test, it's not a drill.